Dame Margaret Stanley, who lived in Penrose, which is the large house on the outskirts of the town, which owned most of the town and the ports during the 19th and into the 20th century. She died in 1816, and she was called a witch, not just by people who didn't like her, but by her two sons. Her two sons, one who became Lord Stanley, and then his brother became a bishop, and he was John, the son, was a member of the House of Lords and so on. They firmly believed from the time when they were young that their mother had witch-like qualities. And there's a wonderful description. When she died, both sons came down to Penrose to try to sort out the estate. And there were places there in the house that they'd never, ever been to. They'd never been to them. And there were rooms which hadn't been opened for perhaps 100 years. There were books there and papers going back to the Middle Ages. And throughout them all, there were tiny slips of paper written by Margaret Stanley, which were reputed to have some sort of idea of curses on them. And in her funeral, as they were going into the funeral, it is reported by no less a person than Nancy Mitford, can you imagine, who was a member of the Stanley family. She had picked up this family story. The two brothers were talking in the funeral and saying, I think she was a witch. I think almost definitely she was a witch. And this is an interesting one because Margaret Stanley was probably the last Welsh-speaking member of that family, because her mother and her father and her grandfather and so on were part of the old Owen family who lived in Penrose. They could trace their genealogy back to Hufab Cynddelw in the 11th century. They were well-established, but they were abysmally poor. And they had no money whatsoever. So the plan was that Margaret would be married off to somebody who had money. And her own mother, called her Madame Owen, decided that the young men of Anglesey were feckless and useless and given over to gambling and chasing things on horses and doing all this sort of hunting thing. And she wasn't having her daughter do that. So she arranged that her daughter was given an education, which was quite unheard of, because the daughter was an heiress, you see. She was the only one in the family. There was no one else left. They all had some sort of strange illnesses. And she was sent to Chester and then sent to London to a sort of finishing school where she was learning to dance and to play cards and to know which knife and fork to use when they're having dinner and all that sort of stuff. And she met there Sir John Thomas Stanley, the 6th Baronet of Alderley, and married him. And it was the Stanleys then who ostensibly were running Penrose from that time onwards. But they were anglicised very much so. And she, as I said, was the last in the line. I'm just wondering that this accusation of being a witch, what's it to do with the fact she was interested in working with poets and singers and she had that sort of old Welsh country house bardic tradition which she carried on. And this would have been considered alien to the people from Audley in Cheshire, who lived a very different sort of life.